Tune in to 1233 ABC Newcastle wherever you are. Find more from your favourite shows. Catch up on stories you've missed with abc.net.au/Newcastle.
Well, at least my plan this afternoon was to be talking more about how the University of Newcastle is helping our students from disadvantaged backgrounds. But I think one of the uni's students who joins me in the studio this afternoon doing, what is it, Jenna, IT?
Yeah, Bachelor of Information Technology.
Is far more interested in all of the bells and whistles and gadgets and things in the studio. You want to come and drive?
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Yes, I shouldn't have asked, should I? Matt Lum joins me from the university as well. And Matt, your role is one of just that, isn't it? Trying to help students like Jenna change their circumstances, obtain that education, which really is the key to a whole new life, isn't it? Thanks very much for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for having us. Yeah, I'm part of the AIM High program, which is part of the university's equity of access focus,
yeah,
which has been happening for a long time. But we're currently, I guess, trying to ramp up those efforts more and more. And we're lucky enough to have the likes of Jenna helping us to get out into schools and raising, I guess, awareness of the various opportunities, obstacles, but also opportunities around education. Educational and career aspirations that do exist.
Yeah, indeed. Jenna, I don't want you to talk about anything that you're uncomfortable talking about, and you can just say, no, nah, not going there. But in a nutshell, where have you come from and where do you now see yourself going to?
Okay, so I suppose to start with, I have a single mum, and my life started out, I suppose, with my dad winning the lotto and then spending all that money on a new girlfriend and her kid and leaving my mum and my two younger sisters to try and survive. So I think I was in about year five, and my younger sister came along, and mum just found out that she really, really needed support. And she come upon the Smith family. I think that's how that all came about. And yeah, they've supported us heaps from there.
So that was Learning for Life program?
Yeah.
That you kids were part of? Okay. And that's what we've been talking about this week, which just sounds like it's amazing, whether it's early childhood or primary school, high school, all those kids having a chat to one of the mums, the local mums earlier this week, and she was saying, you know, they'll have someone who will ring up your child and have them read to them for half an hour of an afternoon while she's trying to take care of, you know, the dad or the other kids or whatever she's trying to do.
Yeah. We actually had someone, I think, pretty sure they were from the Smith Family Learning for Life program, and you come and help us out with homework and help us understand what we were learning at school.
Yeah.
And that wasn't just primary school, it was throughout high school and now into university as well.
See, I reckon now that you're at uni, you probably appreciate that, but I bet at the time it was just more homework.
I hated it, to be honest.
How did I know you'd say that? So, making that decision to go to university, are you a classic example of the first one in the family or similar to go to uni?
Yes, I'm the oldest and, you know, the test child, so
the test child, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I made the decision to go to university, and I really had no idea what I wanted to do and stumbled upon IT, and I've gone with it ever since.
What was it about IT that caught your imagination and made you think, yep, okay, I can have a go at this?
Well, the fact that I was good at it and I was able to help people with their difficulties and stuff and just understand it, I suppose.
So it just makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Because most of us go, IT, you know, who's the geek or nerd that we know that can come and solve a problem for us?
Yes, I get that question a lot.
I bet you do. I'm keeping your phone number, Jenna. Don't you worry about that. So, Matt, how do you then transition or help students transition from an environment where, you know, maybe in fact they're the first ones to finish high school, let alone go to university?
It's a great question, and there are various opinions about how to do that. The AIM High program takes a very respectful approach in trying to understand the circumstances of the family and the individual as much as possible.
Because it's much more than in this era of fee-paying students. It's much more than simply helping cover some of the costs, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a really complex interaction of attainment and achievement, aspiration, which is a word we're still trying to work out, the various levels of social and cultural capital, these really complex ideas. But I think you can sum it up in some ways with a simple statement that it's very difficult to aspire to something you don't know exists. Mm. And so people like Jenna, we're lucky enough to have at the heart of the Aim High program. These are university students that help us host students at campus or to go out to schools and raise awareness of the various possibilities and the pathways to those possibilities.
And Matt, you mentioned something really important there, is how can you aspire to something if you don't know about it in the first place? And, you know, I am Jenna. She is my story. When I was at school, nobody in my family had gone to university. I didn't know how you did that. Single parent family. How do you go to university and support yourself all at the same time? I had no idea.
Absolutely. It's tough. Without the right information at the right time, the right level of support, certainly economic factors play an enormous role, but also you've got to know the ropes, how to play that game, I suppose. There was a great lecture given by Professor Jeff Whitty just the other day, who's a global chair of innovation of equity in higher education at the uni, talking about exactly that. How do we ensure the equity of access to education in the future in Australia? And he's come out from the UK and sharing examples about what's happened there.
I remember about year 10, Matt, we were handed the careers handbook, and, you know, you flicked through the handbook until you found something that you thought might be an interesting career, and maybe it involved going to TAFE. But,
Yeah, well, I guess one of the approaches we take is asking students like Jenna to share their stories. We know stories are powerful. And if you're someone from a certain circumstance where there aren't a lot of stories of educational progression, you might be able to borrow from that story and in an effort to create your own. So I guess a lot of what we're doing is envisaging possible futures, but also trying to have a very authentic discussion about the obstacles and the pathways around those obstacles.
So that it's not just, you know, someone else's secret business going to university.
And we're not simply trying to recruit people to the University of Newcastle. Our team, the Aim High program, is in a really lucky position. We're funded specifically to talk about future educational options, whether that be TAFE, other vocational educational training options, colleges, certainly university.
Just education for its own sake.
Yeah, and we're working down as young as, the middle of primary school, sitting down, reading books to students, bringing them to campus in year six with family members. We know that's important in terms of nurturing aspirations. They're coming to campus in year 10.
Because those family members have probably never been there.
It can be the case, absolutely, and we're trying to support the family to support the student, and we know those shared conversations around dinner tables or in the lounge room are what help tease out those supportive sort of environments to go on and do amazing things. Jenna's been helping us with our App Inventor workshop, which is a bit
doesn't this surprise me?
Which is a very new thing, and you know, I'm no expert in technology, and we're lucky to have people like Jenna and her colleague Suzanne, who are studying IT, to stand there as future possible examples in places like Woodbury, and they're also helping with our summer schools, which are coming up in December, and to lead students through these really exciting processes, but also build skills and show the relevance and significance of their study.
So how do we do that? That is the question we've been looking at this week on the show here at 1233 ABC Newcastle. Matt Lum joining me from the Aim High program, part of Student Equity and Support at the University of Newcastle, and Jenna Bradley, who's a Learning for Life scholar, but now also one of those people who is working within the university's outreach. And I guess, Jenna, in many ways, being that person potentially in a young person's family that they don't actually have someone who's been to university.
Yeah. It's quite an interesting experience, I suppose.
So let's say you're talking to an older primary school group. What do you want them to know? What do you think they need to know if they come from your background or my background?
To know that even though it may not seem like it, that your dreams are possible. It doesn't matter where you come from. There are definitely ways in which you can pursue your dreams and your career ideas you want to do in life.
Matt, how tricky can that be when school's a pain? School's a bore and you just want to get through it and get out of there. You don't want to do it. You know, you just...
Yeah, we do it in partnership with the school communities. So we're trying to link in with their curriculum. We're bringing interesting outsiders and we're trying to reinforce, those two words, the relevance of the current study. Why am I learning maths right now?
Yeah, it's a pain in the bum. We know that maths is a pain in the
bum.
Where
can it take you?
Yeah.
And Jenna, is a great example of the, programming, the coding, requiring all this sort of prior knowledge. So where is this knowledge? What sort of knowledges do I already have on board, the strengths and assets and around me as well, and trying to help students gather all that up and give it some velocity, some direction, so help them at the same time as building literacy and numeracy skills, which we know are crucial in terms of progressing through the educational system, at the same time attaching that to some big hairy goal off into the future. And we know that that motivates further achievement too. So, I would say in some ways it's super simple. It's taking people like Jenna out, but at the same time it takes a lot of complex conversations with the school communities to understand their context, their curriculums, and the way that they want it to work.
And engendering a respect for education that, an appreciation at the very least for it being the key to unlocking a different life eventually. I included in the promo that I've had on the radio station for this series this week a wonderful quote from a beautiful man by the name of Jerome Rugerutza, who is a Congolese refugee who has just graduated from the University of Newcastle. And a beautiful, beautiful man. And last time he was in here, he said to me that the advice that he'd had from his father before his father was killed about education was because cattle, very valuable in Africa. It's a currency, it's your life, it's your income. And his father's advice to him was that anybody can take your cows, but nobody can take your education.
Wow, yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's powerful.
Yeah.
Well, we certainly see a lot of students coming to the university
with cows.
We don't have a campus full of cows as yet, but that would be cool. But we certainly see a lot of students turning up with all sorts of different stories and things to offer, as you say, Jerome, and many others. And yeah, it's about respecting the fact that every community, every individual does have aspirations and they play out differently. And our job, as we see it, is trying to identify education on the road towards that aspiration. What's a vision of the life that you're excited about? How can education support that journey?
And here's the key. And it's not all about, grumpy teachers and not handing in homework and exams and so on and so forth, but an understanding. Because, my kids are really privileged. They're in a completely different situation to that I was in and, Jenna, that you were in. My kids are surrounded by highly educated people who do all sorts of incredible, their dad works at the uni, and I interview interesting people all the time. So my kids are exposed to people who do anything. And so hopefully if the little buggers are paying any attention at all, they're absorbing that, I want to be an IT person and invent apps. You can actually do that. You just have to do a bit of learning and you can get there. You want to be a musician. You can, because they know they have those role models of people who are archaeologists or doctors or making apps or, whatever. Though one of them just wants to be a YouTube star.
Certainly what the research tells us is that parents want the best for their children, but don't always know if their own experience of education was fragmented or disrupted, won't always know how to support that student into a university education. knowing the ropes, as Professor Jeff Whitty calls it. And,
yeah.
and that can be our job, reaching out into the community to for students from certain circumstances to help them know the ropes and just the simple processes sometimes in terms of how to apply for scholarships, how to fill in.
Point out where the doors are.
Exactly. That's it. The doors.
Because they're not actually secrets. It's just that when you don't know them, you think they are. Oh. So are you having fun when you're going out and talking to younger students, Jenna?
Yeah, it is lots of fun. Definitely an experience.
Yeah.
Something I've never really done before. So, getting out and expose a little bit of public speaking, which I've never really been good at.
You're quite good at that. You'll be just, I can assure you right now, you're just fine with the public speaking thing.
Brilliant. Yeah. Glad to hear that.
Yeah. No, you can do that. Matt, it is amazing how many of us actually started working on this 6 months ago, believe it or not. But it's amazing who I have spoken to through that time, particularly students that have been supported or are being supported by the Learning for Life program. How many of them want to do the sort of thing that Jenna is doing, that they want to mentor, that they want to be a role model, they want to be an example, that they want to show these other kids where the doors are.
Yeah, we had a launch of the partnership with the Smith family at the university just in August, and that's where we met Jenna, actually. We know there are many Learning for Life scholars at the university, in fact, 41.
Mm, you've got another one coming your way next year.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And we're keen to work with more of them because it's a very powerful thing when we take so our crew members are very much at the heart of everything we do and their stories. And the majority of our crew members, so these are all university students, are from the communities that we're going back to. And that's a very powerful thing to see a student from, for example, who's been through Cessnock Primary and then Cessnock High School to be standing back in the classroom. And they don't even need to say too much. They just need to be there. And it really shows what's possible and does half of the job for us, I would say. We still create, you know, experiences where they get their hands on a piece of the university, whether it's someone like Jenna or the App Inventor software or whatnot, or they come to the uni and get their hands on a piece of technology there. That's a very lasting aspiration-building experience. But simply going back to those school communities and talking about their journey, yeah, we find that the most effective strategy.
Just meeting someone who's done it.
Exactly.
Simple as that, meeting someone who's done it. Jenna, thank you so much for coming in.
No worries.
How long do you have to go at uni? Where are you up to with your study?
Well, I walked out of my last lecture today, so hopefully I should graduate.
You've done
at
it.
At the end of the year, yeah. So woo-hoo! Very exciting. Made it to the end. Pursuing my goal of being able to throw off your cap at the end in your graduation ceremony.
Yes.
Watching those in movies. I've always wanted to do that. And now that
you make sure you do that.
Happen. Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful.
So, yeah, very exciting.
Oh, that is exciting. All right. Now, if you would like some more information, you can contact us here at 1233 and we'll certainly give you information from the University of Newcastle in the AIM High program, although you can search that up really easily, or the Smith family website as well, which did you know that you can sponsor an Australian kid through school? You really can. And I guess that's been one of the points this week, is to make people aware of the fact that just as you may sponsor a child overseas, and we encourage that too, you can also sponsor an Australian kid through school and maybe break that cycle of disadvantage for their whole family. So it's quite amazing. And if you think you can't afford it, that's okay, because did you know that you can donate your flybys to the Smith family?
Wow.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
They have a relationship with a few different charities, but the Smith family is one of the ones that you can donate your flybys.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I always figure, you know, I don't really need another pair of thongs or a toaster, but that the Smith family can put them to far better work than I do. So that's where mine goes. So there's all sorts of ways in which you can help and be supportive of young people trying to get an education. But give us a call if you'd like some more information, 1300 33 1233, and we'll certainly give you a helping hand with that. Jenna, lovely to meet you. Thank you so much.
You too.
Are you going to stay and work in Newcastle? Are you going to take off to Sydney or Silicon Valley?
real estate's like to too expensive. It's part of my career, but to get my foot in the door wherever I can get a job, whether that be here in Newcastle or across in Perth or Adelaide.
Yeah.
Melbourne even. Okay. You know, who knows?
So anyone need an IT person? I've got one in the studio that we can lend to you. And Matt Lum from the university, thank you so much.
Thanks,
you look
thanks
really
for having us.
Proud of Jenna, even in just coming and talking on the radio for starters. But
we are. We're proud of every one of our crew members, but Jenna in particular has done a great job with the App Inventor workshops in such a short space of time. We hope to continue them with other Learning for Life scholars, hopefully.
Yep, indeed. All right. Thank you so much for coming in and joining me as well.
Tune in to 1233 ABC Newcastle wherever you are. Find more from your favourite shows. Catch up on stories you've missed with abc.net.au/Newcastle.